Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Tina for bringing Hoss's story to my attention. It is listeners like you that keep the podcast going. I know I say it time and time again, but I appreciate so much every message, email, comment I receive. It honestly blows my mind that so many of you listen to me tell these heartbreaking stories week after week. It means so much to me that these baby stories aren't forgotten. March 2014, Kalman, Alabama. A toddler should have been celebrating his first birthday, but instead was rushed into emergency unresponsive after allegedly drowning in the bathtub. But if that was the case, then how did he come to be covered in 38 different injuries, including a fractured skull? This is Hoss's story. Hoss Wayne Benham was born March 11, 2013 in Cullman, Alabama, to parents Crystal Ballinger and Brody Benham. Hoss getting his name from Hoss Cartwright, a character from the TV show Bonanza, played by the late Dan Blocker. And Bonanza was Hoss's father Brody's favourite TV show growing up. Crystal and Brody's relationship was still fairly new. They met a year earlier, working at Captain D's restaurant, so they weren't together long when Crystal discovered she was pregnant. Looking back at Facebook posts by Crystal, it genuinely seems like she was excited about becoming a mother. And the couple seemed to want to better themselves for the sake of their baby. Crystal joked about Brody needing a second job so they could give Hoss everything he needed, and she got her GED. And then when Hoss was born, the young family looked happy. Hoss was an absolutely adorable baby, and in many photos Crystal posted on social media, baby Hoss looked happy and well cared for. Crystal could not stop speaking about what an amazing father and boyfriend Brody was, how much she loved him, and how hard he worked to provide for her and their baby. However, the strain of a new baby and financial problems, especially when Crystal lost her job soon after Hoss was born, made it hard to enjoy this special time in their lives. And it would become all too much for the young couple, and they would split when Hoss was only still very small, ultimately leaving Crystal and baby Hoss homeless. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
February 3rd, 2013. 23-year-old Crystal Ballinger started a new Facebook account, where she announced she was in a relationship with 37-year-old Jeffrey Hugh Brown. As I mentioned, Crystal and Hoss were homeless before this, and this may have been a big factor with the mother and son moving in with Jeffrey so early in their relationship. And Crystal met Jeffrey because they both previously worked at the same trailer park. Jeffrey Brown had served prison time previously, with charges of grand theft and providing false information. It doesn't appear he was a better boyfriend than he was person. The relationship just seemed all-round toxic. As we have learned so far, Crystal loved to overshare on social media, and she would post about how much she loved Jeffrey, but didn't believe he loved her the same. March 9th, 2013 was Hoss's early first birthday celebrations as a Chuck E. Cheese. In the photos Crystal posted on social media, Hoss appeared healthy and happy. The partygoer was doting on the toddler throughout the event, no one having any way of knowing that Hoss would only live for 2 more days. March 11th, 2014, 11 p.m. Crystal and Jeffrey walked into Cullman Regional Medical Centre with a lifeless 1-year-old Hoss Benham. They told medical staff the baby had accidentally drowned in the bathtub. Despite best efforts to revive Hoss, there was nothing doctors could do to save his life, and he would die just hours after turning 1. It was quickly evident to doctors that this wasn't a case of accidental drowning, that Hoss had injuries not consistent with the couple's story. Doctors saw bruises and abrasions all over his tiny body. Hoss's preliminary autopsy also found he had a fractured skull. There was a genuine concern that it was possibly child abuse relating in Hoss's death, and Cullman County Sheriff's Office was called in to interview Crystal and Jeffrey. Crystal told investigators she'd been giving Hoss a bath when he went under and sucked in some water, that she immediately pulled him out of the bath and Hoss had water coming out of his mouth, that he seemed fine at first, but then he stopped breathing, and this is when they rushed the toddler to the hospital. But then when Jeffrey was interviewed, he would tell a different story. Jeffrey claimed when he arrived home, Crystal was cooking in the kitchen, while Hoss was in the bathtub in another room. He said he checked on him and he was fine. But then when Jeffrey went back for a second time, Hoss was slumped under the water. He said he pulled Hoss out of the bathtub and, quote, got water out of his stomach by pushing on him, unquote. Now neighbours would also be interviewed to see if they had heard or seen anything strange, and to also get a feel of the dynamics in the household, and they reported not hearing anything unusual on the night Hoss died. However, what was unusual was the couple's behaviour in the days after this. For example, the very next day, Jeffrey got up and went to work like nothing had happened. Police also interviewed Jeffrey's teenage daughter, who was also living in the home. She told investigators that Hoss's feet may have been burnt a few weeks before he died, when he walked over heating vents in the floor and stepped on a tack. Although she did say she didn't see him without being completely covered, as it was always her father Jeffrey who would bathe little Hoss. It would not take long before Crystal would turn on her partner and blame him completely for the abuse to her son. March 13, 2014. Crystal would now confess to investigators that unrelated to the events surrounding Hoss's death, she had witnessed Jeffrey giving Hoss Tabasco sauce as a punishment to make him stop crying. And then on the night Hoss died, Crystal said she saw Jeffrey giving her son a bath and holding him underwater for 20 to 25 seconds. When she tried to intervene, Jeffrey told her he was teaching Hoss how to float. She said that Jeffrey did attempt CPR on Hoss and that he seemed fine after water came out of his mouth. The couple put the toddler to bed before later finding him not breathing properly. March 13, 2014, only 2 days after Hoss died, Jeffrey Brown was arrested and charged with felony aggravated child abuse, being held on a $30,000 bond. The following day, March 14, 2014, Hoss's mother, Crystal Ballinger, was also arrested and charged with felony aggravated child abuse. She was also held on a $30,000 bond. This was when Crystal decided that she wanted to share even more. She admitted to giving Hoss cough medicine whenever he was teething so he would sleep. She also admitted that both she and Jeffrey had been using methamphetamines for days leading up to Hoss's death, and then they continued to use after he died. And that's when Crystal and Jeffrey both tested positive to the drug. And often when it comes to drug abuse or drug use and the causation of psychosis or delusions, the couple was sent for mental health evaluations. Honestly, I see this as authorities covering all their bases for when this would ultimately go to trial, so their mental capacity could not be used as a defence. Hoss's autopsy would only provide more evidence that the death was suspicious. Dr. Valerie Green of the Huntsville Department of Forensic Science would be the person entrusted to carry out the autopsy. And Dr. Green would write in her report a map of torture and abuse. The autopsy found Hoss had 89 injuries across his body, with 38 injuries on his head and neck sustained by blunt force trauma. Out of those injuries, 4 were on each of his eyes, 19 on his arms and legs, 6 on his torso, and 7 to his genitalia and anus. Hoss also had burns on his feet, just as Jeffrey's teenage daughter suggested. This would result in the charges being upgraded after an October 2015 indictment to capital murder, sexual torture, and capital murder during sexual abuse. And this would be all based on Hoss's autopsy. Coleman County District Attorney Wilson Blaylock spoke to the news media announcing the arrests, quote, "It's really unbelievable and just hard to read what happened to this infant child. His last 36 hours were spent in horror and pain," unquote. If convicted, Crystal Ballinger and Jeffrey Brown faced life in prison and even the death penalty. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
December 13, 2019, Jeffrey Hugh Brown would plead guilty to felony murder under a plea deal where all the other charges would be dropped. And then a week after this, December 19, 2019, Crystal Ballinger agreed to the same plea deal, and this removed the death penalty off of the table. In sentencing, the prosecution would argue a life sentence without parole due to the injuries to Hoss, indicated he suffered both physical and sexual torture at the hands of his mother and her boyfriend. Circuit County Judge Gregory Nicholas handed down his sentence, giving Crystal Ballinger and Jeffrey Brown each 40 years in a state prison. Jeffrey Brown was given credit for 5 years, 10 months and 1 day of a time already served. He is currently serving his sentence in a Bibb County Correctional Facility, with his release date currently listed in August 2055, when he will be 78 years old. Unlike her boyfriend, Crystal Ballinger was given the possibility of parole as part of her sentence. She is currently serving her sentence in Tutwiller Prison in minimum security. Her first parole consideration is listed as September 2030, when she is 39 years old. But as I've mentioned in other stories, first applications of parole are very rarely granted. And given the crime she is serving her time for, I think that only adds weight to she'll more likely see through the entirety of her sentence. Well, he's hoping anyway. Hoss's funeral was held at Moss Funeral Home Chapel on March 17, 2014, just days after he should have been celebrating his first birthday. He was then buried at East Cumberland Presbyterian Cemetery, the funeral home paying for the expenses, touched by this little boy's story and his tragic death. Hoss's great-grandmother wrote an online tribute to him, saying that he was her first great-grandson and she missed him every day. Quote, "I look to heaven every night and tell him good night because I know he's in heaven and watches over us. I love you and I miss the beautiful smile that you always had on your face." Unquote. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. We are now on YouTube. 2 episodes a month where you'll get an exclusive video including photos, maps and news clips. We are still learning what we are doing, so please be kind. But we would appreciate it if you head on over and give our videos a like and subscribe to the channel. This all will allow me to share more of the stories you want to hear. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.